and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Earth sees its third straight hottest day on record. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren says there's little sign of immediate relief
in sight. So much of the U.S. being smothered by this summertime heat. Record high today in West Palm Beach of 97. Tomorrow, it will be 92 degrees, but feeling even hotter, feeling like triple digits throughout parts of the South, including Florida.
The FDA has granted approval to a new kind of Alzheimer's treatment, CBS's Alexander Tan.
After granting its so-called accelerated approval earlier this year, the FDA says it has now converted Alzheimer's drug Leqembi from drug makers Eisai and Biogen to traditional approval after a unanimous backing from its panel of outside advisors last month in favor of a study demonstrating the drug could benefit patients. This could now significantly broaden access to this Alzheimer's treatment, with Medicare among the insurers saying it was waiting for the FDA's traditional approval before offering ways to cover the pricey injections.
The Biden administration has agreed to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine that it says could help its forces penetrate Russia's defensive lines. CBS's Charlie Daggett says its territory other countries have steered away from.
CBS News has learned tonight that the Biden administration is expected to announce that it will provide Ukraine with cluster munitions, controversial weapons, because of the potential to cause indiscriminate harm to the civilian population.
Facebook's parent company Meta is hoping to unravel Twitter's dominance with a new rival app called Threads. Mark Zuckerberg claims it had more than 30 million signups on its first day. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says Threads rolled out last night.
The text-based conversation app linked to Instagram debuted last night, days after Musk came under fire for limiting the number of tweets users can read. Many analysts say Musk has made missteps since buying Twitter late last year, including drastically cutting staff, throwing out content moderation rules, and charging for verification.
I think it's Musk hubris. I mean, Musk ultimately does not look at anything that could compete with Twitter, and there's not exactly a high view of Zuckerberg or anything that comes out of Meta.
That's Dan Ives with Wedbush Securities. The May job openings and labor turnover survey shows job openings shifted downward to 9.8 million, dropping from an upwardly revised 10.3 million in April. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Overall, this report does paint a picture of a labor market that is trying to stabilize. Tomorrow, the government will release the June jobs report. It is expected that about 200,000 jobs were created, and the unemployment rate should remain at 3.7%.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sweet Summer Sale, June 30th through July 10th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 49. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Overcast. Upper 70s. Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid 80s. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Jake. This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we got a jam-packed show here. It seems like I haven't been on in a week, and so I just want to give a quick shout out to Renzo and Olivia that are just leaving here. My godchildren are here today.
Everyone between $36,000 a year. Well, let's be specific. $36,840.
They drew a little butt because I always tell them, you know, do you know what? And they say what? And I say chicken butt. And so they drew a butt on my shirt. And so I just want to say peeny geegy. Hey, Robert's with us from Native American Community Development Institute. And Robert, we got a jam-packed show. And we got your good friend, sister, Peggy, to lead off. And I'd like us to discuss a little bit after we listen to our lieutenant governor here in Minnesota.
Sounds good. This is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and I'm joining Native Roots Radio with an update from the Walz Flanagan administration. It's an exciting week here in Minnesota as the federal government and the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development announced transformative investments in broadband. In 2023, reliable high-speed broadband is part of the basic infrastructure that keeps us connected to our lives. It's how we run our businesses, do our homework, keep in touch with loved ones. And as equipment becomes more advanced, our farm...
The Obama anger interpreter was one of the best, and so I don't know what that would look like as a Wisconsin version for Tony Evers. Greg, get on it. Tony Evers as Homelander.
We've unlocked Oplander.
That's it, Oplander.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
The return of Oplander. How hard did he Oplander yesterday? 844-967-2789. If you're unfamiliar with what the heck we're talking about, a while back, Mr. Greg Bach and I and Jane had some fun one day giving an alter ego to Governor Evers that was kind of poking fun at when he gets mad. You know, it sounds like, oh, gosh darn, I'm so mad.
Exactly.
And it's never, you know, it's never, it's, he is. He's, I believe him when he say he's angry, but the actual visible signs that most of us display when we're angry never really gets to that point for him. And so, but also when he does kind of surprisingly savvy political moves, because he's so Midwest and he's so soft-spoken, and yet he's proven to be, in, you know, politically savvy in moments. And yesterday, whether you like it or not, and I'm sure we have some listeners who very much do not like it, he pulled 51 line item vetoes and did sign the budget. And one in particular is making national headlines. And I want to hear from you. What do you think of Governor Evers' Oplander move of extending revenue limits by 320?
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Medical leave program, money for roads, lead pipe replacement, a new Brewers stadium. 500 different policies were cut when the Republicans, like that, from like right off the get-go. On top of that, no new paid leave, no child care, no legalization of marijuana, no Medicaid expansion, no Brewers Stadium. So that's a separate bill. They took shared revenue out. They passed that, but that's a separate bill. And so the big marquee thing that the Republicans put in their plan was a $3.5 billion tax cut across all tax brackets, the largest percentage cut going to the wealthiest Americans, Wisconsinites, sorry. So, where should we start first? Should we start with the crazy line item veto?
Let's kick that off first.
So, this is not a new thing. In fact, I was very young, but in 1991, Tommy Thompson is still the most egregious user of the line item veto, where he had more than 400 line item vetoes in his notoriously named Frankenstein veto. Back in 1991.
And he was a Republican.
And Governor Doyle did this. Walker did this. Tony Evers has now done this. So this is not a new thing. It's actually been around since the 1930s. It started to pick up steam as people's creativity of it in the 1970s. But this one's pretty impressive. So basically, how it read was that there will be a $325 per pupil revenue raise can be for the 2023 to 2024 and the 2024 to 2025 school years. So this was supposed to be for the next two cycle, the right. Next 2 years. And he crossed off, because he can, you can't cross out letters, but you can cross out numbers. And you can cross out words and sentences, but not words in opposite sentences. He crossed out the two and the zero and the hyphen, making it 2425. And he's totally in his right to do that. And so, you know, the pushback from public education supporters is, this still isn't enough. Like, appreciate the effort, but...
Thanks for nothing?
Well, no, not thanks for nothing.
But because, as you said, they want more.
They want more. Republicans are saying this is going to put an insane burden on property taxes. But the thing is, it's also there to, if it's there for at districts ability, the way I understand this, districts can use it when there's not enough state funding. So if you actually fund the schools from the state budget, they may not have to raise property taxes every year, year after year. But now they're at least allowed to, because there has been a freeze on doing that, which has put public schools in a bind, because what their budgets have been has not kept up with inflation
right.
at all. So schools will be able to have an additional $325 per student for the next 400 years. Now, if we'll be here in 400 years, I have no idea. But, if you have reactions to that, I know the internet has certainly reacted. Republicans are very angry, and I'm sure embarrassed, because I've seen a fair amount of conservative accounts just calling a spade and saying Republicans got played, or
really?
Republicans got Rickrolled, or yeah, this is, there's some accounts that are just not trying to like whitewash this. They're like, this was, because, you know, you try to, the Republicans or whoever is in the majority in the legislature is trying to craft their budget in a way that they can't have
things taken out.
Things taken out. Yeah. And they didn't see this one coming. So,
Hopelander.
Hopelander, man. 844-967-2789. Now, the next big thing that Hopelander cut was what I feel like is not being represented accurately, because ultimately, our second highest tax bracket is everyone between $36,000 a year. Well, let's be specific. $36,840 a year up to $450,000 a year. So that's a big tax bracket. And that's everyone from, I would say, if you're only making $36,000 a year, certainly middle class, probably lower middle class. And now that I would say we know the amount of people, the small amount, but the amount of people who are in that highest tax bracket, over 405,000, including these 66 people who are making more than $30 million a year.
Oh.
I would say, you know, there's, the Republicans are saying this is basically absolutely no tax cut for the middle class, which is not totally true, because the lower two brackets underneath that, those tax cuts stayed, and everyone gets that, right? Everyone who makes more than that on that percentage of your income, you get a break. You don't get a break on the higher brackets. But I was a little surprised that he didn't just veto the highest earner, because that is, it's so, you know, over $400,000, and keep that second one, just because it's such a huge amount of people. And I feel like that could have been a big win for him, but he did. So there's going to be a small tax cut for most residents, but vetoed the tax cuts for the state's two highest income brackets. So basically it went from a $3.5 billion tax relief to $175 million in tax relief. And so basically all the money that would have gone to tax breaks instead remains in the general fund. So for all the people who ever called in and said, we should just sit on it, sit on that bunny and let it accrue interest, you got what you wanted. Who was it? Who was it up in Rhinelander that was really big fan of? Was it Bill?
Bill. It was Bill.
So Bill, if you're listening, most of that, a lot of that money now will sit in the general fund and accrue interest, because we have not allocated it to either tax funds or investments. And so likely we will get to bicker about this again in 2 years.
Oh, yay.
Yay. All right. Well, there's other stuff that I want to get to. We also have some calls on the line, but I know we got to take a break. And so we would love to hear from you as well on what your reactions are to the final budget. 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. We'll also talk about what's in store for the UW system, state employees, the Badger Fund of Funds, which we talked about yesterday with Tom Still, gender-affirming care, and there's even a little bit of the RNC got a little veto love yesterday. So we will talk about all of that.
Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 49. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Overcast. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid 80s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
So, and I've had this argument with Earl. The United States spends more in healthcare than any country in the world,
yeah.
Right? By far, hands down, we spend more money than practically the next 10 countries combined on healthcare, as it is, you know, between Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, what have you. And our results are abysmal.
Yeah.
The United States is not doing very well. So we know on a health level that if you spend an infinite amount of money, that doesn't mean you're going to get great results. And that's what we should be demanding, because if you are, in this case, like I said, so if the United States wants to change the outlook, we have to start holding some people accountable. I don't care if it's in the healthcare field, schooling, what have you. There needs to be a change. And unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of people that have the stomach to call out the people or whoever is running these departments, because sure, politicians, we hold politicians, you know, with voting and what have you, but the people, they're in these other positions where they're not able to be voted in. They're actually just, they just get the job and they're in there for the next 20, 30 years automatically. They're not, people don't know who they are and mm-hmm. what they're doing. And so that's a huge thing that I think people have to understand going forward.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Dave. And that's a good point, I would say, as far as we do spend a lot of money on healthcare. And I don't know if it's apples to apples because there's a lot more private interests when it comes to the healthcare debacle that we have than there, I think, that there is in education. But it's a good point that more money doesn't always get better outcomes. Got time for another call?
We do. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, what do you want to say?
Well, first of all, I speak from a perspective of somebody that is retired from teaching. I taught for over 40 years in a variety of different schools, from university level all the way down to sixth grade, and in public, private, and parochial schools. And first thing I want to say is, talk about no accountability. There is no accountability. The man is right. However, he chose the wrong set of schools. There's accountability via tests. There's accountability via the local school boards, many of whom are extremely conservative in the public schools. But there is no accountability in private schools. The money is just thrown at the private schools, and it increased, by the way, quite a bit more than the public schools were increased in this last budget. What needs to happen in terms of the public schools, money has been siphoned from the public schools into private schools for at least the last 13 years. The arrogance of our Republican legislators who just keep throwing more and more money at this, at public or private school welfare, I call it, where there is no accountability, and they have no accountability because they're so gerrymandered in place, they think, oh, nothing can happen to us. We'll be here next year, and we're going to throw the same thing at the government. So I'm getting a little bit tired of this discussion.
There's absolutely.
Throwing money at the problem won't help it, but I'm going to tell you, if you take money away from systems that are hiring people and need to hire the best people, you are not going to get good results. And that's what's been happening with our public school.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jack. We got to go to a break. But I do agree. We're in a teacher shortage. We need to attract teachers. And that takes money. All right. We're going to keep talking about the budget on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking about the budget that is now signed into law. So it's done. He did not, Oplander, so hard to veto the entire thing, which a lot of people did want him to do. And even yesterday, some people were lamenting that he did not do. But that hasn't been done since 1930, so it was probably going to be a long shot. I think you could argue, you know, he has a 57% approval rating. He just got reelected. If he was ever going to do it, this could have been a year to really stand up. But I think, at least in what he said, being Governor Evers, is how much else is in the bill that would have put people in a bad spot as far as PFAS and schools and stuff like that, that it wasn't worth it.
Sure.
But we're taking your calls on your reactions to his line item vetoes and where the bill, where the budget has finally ended. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You're free to call, you're free to text, and you're free to also comment on the live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
John from Menominee Falls says, in response to Dave's question, 15 years ago, I believe Wisconsin was ranked 8th in the country for public education.
For 15 years, our public school increases have been less than the rate of inflation. I believe our public schools are now 28th in the country. It's not hard to understand why kids aren't learning as well when many schools have class sizes that have jumped from 18 kids per teacher to 30 kids per teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. What does Matt Flynn say? You need to know history or something? Something along
You're not woke if you don't know history.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, and it's like the tit for tat, and it's not always great. But like knowing the full scope, and a lot of the times the stuff that was, I was, before 2003, I was a kid, and then I was gone for a long time. So sure. There's sometimes like, I don't remember exactly what happened, but there's a lot of people who listen to this show and have that institutional knowledge to be like, hey.
Wait. Look back.
When this happened.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. Well, we still want to take your calls and your texts and get your reactions, 844-967-2789. But I did want to run through some of the other final items from the budget. Not surprisingly, Governor Evers did veto the $32 million cut for the UW system. And so the 188 UW system staff positions for diversity, equity, and inclusion have been saved from elimination. Now, that still means there's no new funding for the UW system. So that still creates a big problem, especially for the campuses. I think all but two are running at a deficit right now. So certainly doesn't help the situation, but it also doesn't
make
it even worse.
Right.
The state employees will still be getting a 4% pay increase on July 1st and another 2% raise in 2024. One of the other line item vetoes was for the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. So the budget had set aside $2.5 million for that program for drilling for new wells, facility maintenance, upgrades and renovations and new buildings at a number of fish hatcheries in Wisconsin, which is hilarious because there's a major street in Madison called Fish Hatchery Road.
I know it well.
That is like where my mind goes versus like an actual fish hatchery.
Yes, they are there.
And so Evers vetoed the earmarks for specific projects and highlighted that the decision on what is funded by the program shouldn't be decided solely by the legislature. And then yesterday, when Tom Stills was here, president of Wisconsin Technology Council, he was talking about the Badger Fund of Funds. And I think that was one of the things he had highlighted in like, what does entrepreneurship and tech and startups need to thrive in Wisconsin, especially what do they need from government? And he had mentioned this Badger Fund of Funds. And so Evers also used his veto power yesterday to eliminate the restrictions intended to place on that initiative. And so, as a reminder, the Fund of Funds is a public-private investment program that allows the state to invest in Wisconsin startups. And so, under the Republican budget, the program would have received a $25 million investment from the state, but would have had to repay it in its entirety. And the program also would have been required to send 90% of gross proceeds of that investment to the state's general fund. Evers removed those requirements, saying in his veto message that he objects to the measure that would reduce the resources available for investment. He said that he was concerned those limitations might detract from efforts to attract additional private co-investors. So,
okay.
Pro-business, pro-startup line item veto there. He also vetoed, with another partial veto, removed the measure that would have prohibited Medicaid payments for gender-affirming care. And he accused Republicans of, quote, perpetuating hateful, discriminatory, and anti-LGBTQ policies and rhetoric with that proposal. And it's something that likely could have been challenged in court anyways. We're seeing this in a handful of red states. I think Tennessee, Arkansas? I'm trying to think of which federal judges have already knocked down their state's attempt to limit gender-affirming care. But I've yet to see any of the court cases that have said, A-okay,
right.
Go ahead. So so that is part in there. There's also these slight attempt to make the child care counts program gutting a little bit
less painful,
better. Because in the Republican budget, they had a revolving loan fund for child care providers for $15 million. And with his veto, Evers allows those funds to be distributed as grants rather than loans.
Okay.
So
it's something.
There's something. And I know he also has requested that the rest of the, like, as much as like ARPA funds that are left be redirected back to child care. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but there's still movement, I think, to try to not have that totally, totally die. I'm trying to think what else, what else? Because there's a couple things I wanted to end with that are very funny. But do you have any reactions to this, James?
I'm just really glad you're here to explain all of this to me, because it's really complicated.
It is really complicated. And I'm even, you know, I read this stuff from, as I always want to say, a big shout out to the J.R. Rosses of the world and the Jesse Apoyans and the Molly Becks and the journalists who actually spend sleepless nights in the Capitol. And then they write the summary, the thorough summary of what happened. And they're the ones who actually read the budget. And then I take what they write and I go, I'm going to make this a little bit funnier. And so,
well, still, that requires a broad understanding of the understanding. And again, I think it's always been about breaking this stuff down, complicated things into little edible bites.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. We do have a text, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Kristen and Jane, as a country, we spend more on education, doesn't mean we have the smartest population. We spend the most on health care, doesn't mean we have the healthiest nation. We have the most guns of any country, doesn't mean we have the safest nation. And we pay the most to have our politicians elected, doesn't mean we have the best of those either. As we see, facts mean nothing, doesn't make us safer, smarter, or healthier, just makes our politicians richer. Have a good day.
That is a very, very great text.
It's tough to, what's to argue with?
It's hard to argue with. And it's even, you know, even the fact of how much money we spend in our military.
That can't,
and what outcomes,
that can't pass an audit.
That can't pass an audit. It's, I think my brother told me this morning that since he graduated high school, which would have been 2000, did he say $14 trillion that we've spent on the military? And, you know, not that I'm pro-war in any way, but what do we have to show for it?
Bombs?
But I'm just, you know, it's like Afghanistan still is a mess and the Taliban has taken over. I'm not sure there is a ton of stability in the other places that we've occupied. You know, we'll see how the Ukraine thing, well, I know we're not actively engaged in Ukraine. We are certainly sending a lot of money to help them. And, like, that could still end up with Russia annexing part of Ukraine. And it's like, what are we spending all this money on for?
And the fact, again, they can't pass an audit, and they haven't been able to do that in years. Years and years and years. And yet, let's appropriate more money. Because they handle what they have so well.
But it's also, this is on the Democrats. The Democrats never try to cut their funding.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you.
And so, And so some of the other things that were in the budget that I wanted to get to, showing priorities of what is a bipartisan, like bipartisan support versus what is partisan support. So, you know, in the next couple of years, we have a couple big events happening in Wisconsin. Next year, we have the RNC. And the year after that, we have.
Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Taxes for that amount, that was about the only thing he could do.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. And, you know, and I would, you know, it's not an honest tax bracket, let's put it that way, as far as the... I know less about the history of why and when and everything that, like, the argument for putting that wide of a range of people into one tax
that
bracket.
That doesn't make any sense.
But, yeah. So, if he, you know, someone like Jack's okay with it, I'm sure there's going to be some people who are very much not okay with it. But the last thing I wanted to at least mention is the final nail in Oplander's coffin of his 51 partial vetoes Governor Evers issued. It included a $1 million earmark for a dam in Robin Voss's district that is now gone.
Huh.
I don't know how badly they needed the dam. So I feel if it's something for, you know, his district that was something that was really necessary, I'm sorry. If it was something that was not necessary,
I don't know. Maybe Robin could get the money from Foxconn.
Maybe Robin can just donate the money.
Well, that's an idea. Now, I like
just
the
leverage
way,
one of his multiple properties in Whitewater.
I like the way you're thinking.
All right. Well, that was fun. We'd still love to take your texts and your calls. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Otherwise, when we come back, we're going to do three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we have some Brewers tickets to give away. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
They did indeed blow their 3-1 lead last night. Mike came home from the game very upset.
Oh.
Because he had bet his drunk friend that the Brewers were going to win.
Oh, dear.
And I think he bet them in like the eighth inning or ninth inning or whatever. I didn't watch the game. When they were up. And then the Brewers just let it go.
Yeah.
And then he went to Pottawatomie and lost some money. So he was very agitated when he got home last night.
He was not on a good streak. He should have come home.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after X o'clock.
I'm telling you.
Depending on which father you're talking to. But yes, we have four tickets for the Cincinnati Reds game tomorrow night at American Family Field. The first pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. How hot is it going to be tomorrow?
It's not going to be too bad. It should be much like today. It should be pretty nice in there.
All right. So good tailgating weather. Unlike yesterday, that was
brutal.
On and off showers. But we're going to give them away, not now, because we're going to play three headlines and a lie. But at the next break, the first caller, Jane, will take your call. So if you would like to get four tickets for the Brewers game for tomorrow night at 7:10 p.m. from against the Cincinnati Reds, you will want to give us a call. So get ready like 5 minutes from now. And a reminder that you can always listen to the Brewers on Civic Media's flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, which you can listen to throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also listen and catch the Brewers on WRCE, News from the Center, in Richland Center.
Our friends at Richland Center.
Our friends. Actually, tomorrow, speaking of friends in Richland Center, Phil Nee is going to be here because it's already Friday. So tomorrow we are...
He's 3 day weeks, man.
Are already going to have Phil Nee as our crossover civic media guest for the best, worst, and weirdest headlines of the week. He's got a short week to choose from.
Yeah,
but
that's for sure.
So Phil Nee will be here tomorrow, but also you can catch the Brewers on 107.7 FM and 1450 AM on WRCE News from the Center. So keep your fingers ready if you want those tickets for tomorrow night at 7:10.
They're good.
Tickets. They are good tickets.
Good
They're
seats.
Very
everybody,
good tickets.
Everybody has said that.
And you get, you know, shorter lines because you're on the club level.
Yeah.
Good view.
Fancy foods.
You're next to the boxes. You can kind of see who's up there and gossip. I don't know. All right. Three headlines and a lie.
Okay.
Let's do it. These are headlines where three of them are real, one is fake, and Jane has to guess which one is the fake one. So, number one, robot conductor gives a history-making orchestral debut.
Okay. I think that's true.
Okay. Number two, Iowa man's collection of 70,000 pencils being evaluated as possible world record.
I know that's true.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. Number three, fans outraged after Grand Rapids July 4th drone show depicts spoiler for Oppenheimer.
That's also true.
Stonios cannabis cookies look too much like Oreos, says FTC.
Oh, now you're throwing me for a curve. Okay, so one of these is a lie.
One is a lie.
Let's go through them again.
Am I saying orchestral? Am I saying
orchestral?
Orchestral. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Orchestral.
Robot, number one, robot conductor gives a history-making orchestral debut.
Nice.
Number two, Iowa man's collection of 70,000 pencils being evaluated as possible world record. Number three, fans outraged after Grand Rapids July 4th drone show depicts spoiler for Oppenheimer. Number four, Stonios cannabis cookies look too much like Oreos, says FTC.
Okay, the lie is the robot conducting the orchestra.
No, that is real.
Really?
That is real.
Oh, it's not the cookie.
That is also real.
Pencil guy?
That is also real.
Oh, man.
The 4th of July is the lie.
Oh.
What did you read that you thought that you knew that it was true?
I could have sworn I saw something this morning that went past and didn't take time to look to read the whole thing. But yeah, I saw something came up this morning about that.
So there was a lot of drone shows.
There were, I think are so cool.
They are really cool. You mentioned that yesterday when you were saying the opt-out from fireworks into drone shows, and I hadn't seen some of the images of the different cities that did that on July 4th. And they are very cool.
To go to YouTube and just and search, you know, drone shows. Gosh, they had Washington crossing the river. The paddles
They're much more animated.
The paddles are moving. You know, the well, you can see it kind of. It's amazing
it
what
is,
they can
it
do.
It is very. And I'm interested. Is it just, is each drone operated by a person?
There has to be some. Can you imagine?
That is a lot of,
that would be a lot of
synchronization.
It's got to be on computer systems.
Or it's just a huge job creator.
I need 5,000 people for Thursday.
Bring your drones. We need you. We need an army of drones to create the Statue of Liberty.
Because it's got to be hundreds of drones to pull off something like that, right?
Totally. But anyways, so yes, a robot conductor did indeed give a history-making orchestral debut.
All right.
This was in... Standing at 1.8 meters tall, Eve R. 6 Robot led the National Orchestra of Korea in a sold-out performance at the National Theater of Korea in Seoul on Friday, June 30th.
This is going to have a bad end.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and